Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. It's hard to believe another Christmas has come and gone. This is a time of year that brings back memories. I remember Christmas as a boy on our farm in Illinois. My sisters and I were up early to get downstairs, check under the tree, and see what presents were there. And I'll never forget one year when we found three shiny new sleds. We were so excited. There's plenty of snow on the ground, perfect for sledding. Chores had to be done first, though. Milk the cows, feed the chickens, slop the pigs. And we'd all pitch in and get it done, including my grandfather, who lived with us. And my mother had gotten up early to put the turkey in the oven, and it already smelled good. And now that I have turkey on my mind, I am reminded of the turkey President Bush received from the Turkey Federation on Thanksgiving. Big, plump bird, wonderful. Laura could have fed the whole family a turkey dinner. Or they could have donated the bird to a church or soup kitchen to feed the hungry. But no, the president gave it to a petting zoo. You know, turkeys are for eating, not petting. It's not a dog. Anyway, we ate our turkey on the farm that Christmas, and then we went sledding with our new sleds across the creek from our house on a wooded hillside. And my sister Jill and I maneuvered the slope just fine, but my other sister Judy ran into a tree and broke her arm. Now, how could we ever forget that Christmas? There are many memories that keep coming back. A boy at Christmas on the farm. I want to close my program by reading a few words that were on a Christmas card I received from Dr. Robert Schuller. Lord, your love on life's journey shows us that there's a light behind every shadow, and there's a star in every scar. There's a hidden possibility in every painful problem. So, Lord, we're filled with hope this Christmas, and we believe in tomorrow. I hope you had a Merry Christmas. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss.